You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, but only just. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.14% to 8,537. It follows a good day on Wall Street. Here, six of the 11 sectors on the 200 finished higher. Materials and tech doing best. In terms of stocks, Drone Shield was the best performer on the 200, up 14% on a contract win, although the shares have been quite volatile over the past few months. Ramsay Health also doing well, up 13% following better than expected trading update today. The worst performer on the 200, Bendigo Bank, shares off by more than 7%. An independent investigation found deficiencies in its identification, mitigation and management of money laundering and terrorism financing risk. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Julia Lee from FTSE Russell. Julia, what's driving investor sentiment at the moment?
First of all, despite the weakness that we've seen in the market in the past week, as well as the month to date, what we are seeing is that the Aussie share market is just 6% away from an all-time record high. So the market's doing fairly well. It is hopes of a US rate cut that's driving markets this week. In fact, if we have a look at what the markets have already priced in, they've priced in a 92% chance that we're going to see a rate cut in the US. So if we have a look at what's driving markets, well, really, you know, some of the concerns about those higher valuations have been offset against this expectation around a rate cut in the US. So the tech sector is doing very well. Here in Australia, what we are seeing is commodities doing well on the back of hopes that that rate cut will spur on economic activity. In fact, we're seeing gold prices doing quite well, and we've seen commodity prices generally rising overnight. So the materials sector is a standout sector on the market, while we are seeing the financials dragging. And because the financial sector is such a big part of the Aussie share market, unfortunately, we're in the red.
Okay, that's a lot to do with the US interest rates. What about Australian interest rates? Because we've got those all-important monthly inflation numbers coming out tomorrow. And I do think also this is now going to become the barometer for the Bureau of Statistics and the RBA, because it's shifting from this quarterly number to this more detailed monthly number. So this is going to be pretty important.
It's the first time we'll get a full monthly set of numbers for inflation here in Australia. And you're right, Ricardo, it will replace the quarterly series. And really, that brings us in line with best practice globally, as it allows investors as well as policymakers to get a much more timely and accurate insight into what inflation is doing. Now, these numbers for October are expected to come in at 3.6% compared to the numbers that we saw at the end of the September quarter, which was at 3.2%. It is a rise, but it is a full year on year. In particular, of course, Aussies are going to be watching the cost of housing, whether that's in terms of rental costs or house prices. And I think that's going to be a key in terms of this inflation number. But of course, this inflation number is super important because it does feed into interest rate cut expectations. And here in Australia, we're very different from the US, where we did start our interest rate cutting journey much earlier. So we're probably closer to the end of the cycle rather than the beginning like the US. So super important to figure out whether we're going to get one, two or three more cuts.
Okay, any company news you're following today?
Well, there's lots of takeover activity. And I think one of the things to keep in mind when looking at this takeover activity is that late cycle, we tend to get a lot more takeover activity because if earnings are harder to come by, then companies are willing to buy companies to generate those extra earnings. But I think another factor this time around is also the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar has been rising in 2025, in fact, up more than 5%. And that means if Aussie companies want to go shopping on the global stage, that our currency can buy a lot more as well. So we're seeing a combination of a bit of late cycle activity together with the Aussie currency also being able to buy a lot more. So lots of takeover news out there. It looks like BHP's hasn't been that successful in terms of Anglo-American. We've also seen Cube very much in focus in terms of Macquarie, and also Monash IVF knocking back a takeover activity. So plenty of takeover activity here on the Aussie market.
So with that in mind and the investment horizon, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I think for investors, one of the concerns is the relatively high valuations that we're seeing on the market. If we have a look at the cyclically adjusted PE ratio, or the Cape-Shiller PE ratio over in the US, it's at 39 times. And that's something that we haven't seen very much in history. The last time we saw valuations at that level for the Shiller Cape was in 1999. And before then, it was in 1929. Now, both of those years were very significant years in terms of regime changes. In 1999, it was just before the tech wreck. And of course, 1929 was just before the Great Depression. But I think for investors, the thing to keep in mind is that the market has changed a lot, the market composition. And in fact, if we have a look at the US stock market, the technology sector makes up 35% of the US stock market. And here on the Aussie market, you know, the technology space is less than 3% of the market. So given that tech has been such a key driver of performance over the last 3 months, I think Aussie investors really need to keep in mind market composition, because we have seen markets like Korea and Japan, which are a lot more tech heavy, really beating the Aussie share market in terms of performance over the last 3 months.
It's Julia Lee there from FTSE Russell, and she wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Don't forget to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that subscribe button, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.